Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. New Carolina, that's South Carolina's Council on Competitiveness, continues its efforts to build industry clusters in South Carolina. DePaul Eliatambi is president of Alliance Consulting Engineers, and he's the co-chair of the Distribution Services Cluster. DePaul, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell us what the Distribution Services Cluster is.
As you know, Mike, as a businessman like yourself, the economy has become increasingly global these days, and the distribution and logistics industry plays a critical role in the movement of goods and services, both export and import. The formation of the distribution cluster was the first step in bringing the state's distribution and logistics stakeholders together to collaborate, to assess the needs, strengths, and challenges that we encounter, and to increase the distribution cluster's impact on South Carolina.
And who are some of these distribution services stakeholders or companies here in our state?
We have a number of them. We're fortunate to have representation from a multitude of different sectors, starting with the State Ports Authority. The State Port is our biggest and strongest economic development tool in the state. We have folks from industry like Milliken Corporation, a very vibrant company in our state. We have folks from trade unions, trade groups like the Truckers Association. We have developers like Hillwood Corporation out of Dallas, Texas, that's locating a 10 million square foot distribution and logistics park in the Charleston area right now. And then we have utility companies like Duke Energy that's providing leadership in this area, and then service providers like the company I work for.
And your company does exactly what?
We're civil engineers. We design infrastructure that supports distribution and logistics industry.
Well, DePaul, would we be including facilities like Walmart and their big distribution center they have in the upstate, and then maybe the Piggly Wiggly distribution center also in the Lowcountry?
Those would be great examples, Mike. In fact, in the last 3 or 4 years, we've been involved with several distribution companies. Example, the 2 million square foot distribution center in Spartanburg that Adidas is just about to complete that'll employ 1,200 folks. The 2 million square foot distribution center in Florence in the PD area of the state that'll employ 400 folks. Walmart has the one up in Greenville, has one up in Pageland. We've got Home Depot that recently announced one in the Midlands. We have Dollar General that constructed a 1.1 million square foot distribution center in Union, South Carolina. That'll actually be used for 1,000 different stores will be using that distribution center. And I think very recently, just here in the Midlands, Target announced that they're expanding their distribution center in Lugoff in Kershaw County, which will be the largest of its kind in the eastern seaboard.
And so what is the cluster trying to accomplish other than maybe trying to bring all of these people together? What are the issues that the cluster will try to address and discuss with this distribution industry?
One of the first things that we're going to do is come up with a strategic plan. The strategic plan will assess the current and future potential of this industry in the state. We're going to look at what are our competition doing? What are the other states like Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, as well as the ports on the West Coast, like the port in Long Beach and Los Angeles and Seattle, Washington? What are they doing? What type of incentives are they offering companies to locate there? What are the best practices that they have? Using the strategic plan, then we're going to be able to build support in the general public and the general leadership of the General Assembly and be able to develop products, incentives, and best practices for companies to locate here. This, in turn, will create jobs, better-paying jobs. As you know, Mike, one of the primary missions of New Carolina is to create good, high-paying jobs and increase the per capita income of the state. The Distribution and Logistics Cluster's mission is pretty much that.
So right now we're basically in the coalition building phase of this cluster. When do you expect we'll be in the next phase where we will start hearing reports?
We are right now in the formation of the strategic plan. We should have that complete by the end of the year, and we will then be taking it to the leadership of our state in the spring.
DePaul, is there somewhere on the internet our listeners can go to learn more about this new development here with New Carolina?
You can find a lot more information on www.newcarolina.org.
DePaul, thanks a lot for your time with this cluster and for being here today.
Thank you, Mike.
DePaul Eliatambi is president of Alliance Consulting Engineers, and he's the co-chair of the Distribution Services Cluster for New Carolina. And because we haven't done so in quite a while, and we think this is some very important work going on across our state, we are going to make newcarolina.org our South Carolina website of the week. And you can find links to all of our websites of the week at our webpage, etvradio.org/scbr. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.